I'm here for RightsCon, a summit series that's convened every year that brings together different speakers from around the world to talk about the future of the internet and how that affects different human rights. As you know, technology is changing rapidly and human rights have to evolve with each new technology that gets invented. So we're here to discuss about that. So you have different speakers from around the world coming together for this.
Are you the only representative from Zimbabwe, and are you going to be having any presentations at this conference?
I'm not the only representative from Zimbabwe. There's also a lady, Zimbabwean based in South Africa, but I am the only one who I know of who's coming straight from Zimbabwe. We're going to be having a series of panel discussions. There's over 250 sessions that are happening. I'm going to be on two of them. My session is on African innovation and zero rating. I'm going to be on that panel with Rainsford Owusu from Ghana, who's the co-founder of the Bisa app, and Sherry Tumsime from Uganda, who's the CEO of Zimba Women in Uganda. So we're going to be talking about the effects of zero rating, the pros and cons, what governments can do, what telecoms companies can do, what people can do, and be giving recommendations based on our experience in running startups in Africa and giving ideas and sharing ideas and experiences generally.
Coming from Zimbabwe, we've seen the internet evolving. Give us an update. What's the situation right now? We've seen a lot of people complaining that there was a call to ban social media platforms like WhatsApp and other free mediums. What's the situation right now?
You have two things happening. You have the cost of internet going down, and you have your traditional telecoms, the Econet, Telcel, all the ISPs there. So their revenue is getting cut down more and more by apps such as WhatsApp, Facebook, which are creating new technology like WhatsApp calling and Facebook Messenger. They're cutting into the revenues that they normally would have had in SMS and call time. So you have these companies resisting the advancement of technology in one regard, and on the other side, you have them trying to survive at the same time. So you can understand that they are trying to survive and provide a service, but at the same time, technology is evolving over time, and they need to adapt to what's happening instead of just trying to stop innovation from happening.